And we turn now to nudes, landscapes, more nudes, girls at a piano, children with their nannies, all by the French painter Renoir. They're on view right now at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. It's work from the last three decades of his life. Renoir was 78 when he died in 1919, and as NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg tells us, he kept painting right to the end.
In 1913, 6 years before his death, Pierre-Auguste Renoir said, "I am just learning how to paint." By then, he had repudiated the impressionism he had helped create in the 1860s, a revolution of quick brushstrokes, fleeting images of everyday good times. Instead, French curator Sylvie Patry says he'd gone back to basics established centuries earlier by Titian and Rubens.
You can just feel how Renoir mastered the use of color, the brushstrokes, even if he was a sick man.
Rheumatoid arthritis. There's a flickering 1915 black and white film that shows Renoir painting despite his afflictions.
These hands are tragic to look at. They look like the stumps of very, very old trees. You can barely see the fingers because they're so curled in on themselves.
Fabric is tied across Renoir's palms to protect his skin. In the newsreel footage, he clamps a paintbrush between the thumb and crippled fist of his right hand.
He leans into the canvas. He's talking and painting. Very lively. He's busy talking, and his eyes are piercing, piercing. God, that's wonderful.
L.A. County Museum Director Michael Govan is also touched by the moving images.
You're seeing Renoir painting on film. How amazing is that to be thinking of an artist you think is long gone, and there he is in the film.
Gaunt, emaciated, in a wheelchair, surely in constant pain, making art. Work that's different, according to the LACMA director, even though they do look awfully familiar. Rosy-colored nudes, more rosy nudes.
You don't see a different kind of focus for searching for some form that's really timeless and monumental as opposed to fleeting and impressionistic. I actually think there is a difference in the choice of subject matter and the solidity of space and form.
But doesn't it feel saccharine to you after a while?
Never.
This is curator Joseph Rischel of the Philadelphia Museum of Art. The Renoir Show will travel there in the summer. Rischel admires Renoir's focus in this late work.
It's about beauty and a figure in space and a kind of stability.
In these last decades, Renoir's women are beautiful with their lush, voluptuous figures. LACMA curator Claudia Einecker says he looked for models whose pearly skin took the light, his phrase.
It wasn't just the body type or the form, the shape. It was also the beauty of the skin and flesh itself.
I like that they're zaftic.
I do too.
One buxom beauty is Gabrielle Renard, the family's longtime and beloved nanny and the master's model and muse. He painted her hundreds of times. In one image from 1911, Gabrielle holds a pink rose to her ear.
We know by photographs that the roses were paper.
Sylvie Patry of the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, where the show originated. Gabrielle's skin is pearly smooth, her breasts almost gleam. Renoir's brush gets busier around her negligee, painted in lively gray whites. A similar contrast in his picture of the French poet Alice Valliere Mersbach. She is fully clothed, and that's a story. Alice wanted the famous Monsieur Renoir to paint her portrait. Monsieur wasn't interested. He didn't know her. By then, 1913, he was painting his children or friends or Gabrielle. He didn't need the money, but Alice was persistent.
She came back and she had a very beautiful white satin dress. And when Renoir saw the dress, he was very enthusiastic. And then he made his decision when he saw the dress because he told her that that was such a long time, he didn't have a chance to paint such beautiful fabric.
So Renoir lavished his attention on the gown. By contrast, Alice's face looks quickly done. Dark hair, eyebrows, pretty pink cheeks, another Renoir face. His women, children, even his men look very much alike. In fact, one of the master's three sons, whom he painted over and over again, especially in his later years, once made that point.
Jean Renoir said, when I look at all Renoir's paintings, everybody is brother and sister. We are all Renoir's children in the painting.
Many of those children, captured in oil paints with those gnarled, arthritic hands, are on view now at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. The exhibition is called Renoir in the 20th Century. In California, I'm Susan Stamberg.
You can see a photo of Renoir painting with his gnarled fingers and that portrait of a semi-nude with a pink rose at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.